Hey guys, let's learn about something new together. When you envision the city of the future, you probably picture smart cars, advanced technology, and sprawling cityscapes. A new project called The Line seeks to make that a reality. Conventionally, urban design was focused very heavily on optimizing the flow of vehicle traffic, but what if we took a different approach, instead opting for a more vertical city design? This would create a smaller footprint and eliminate the need for extensive travel for essential goods and services. One of the goals of The Line is to have zero carbon emissions. In order to do that, it'll have to make use of several different types of technology. There are plans to incorporate green energy, renewable resources, even automation to manage the lush environment for its 9 million citizens. The Line is also going to make use of AI and sensor technology, and because of its size, everything will be a 5-minute walk away, and this should vastly improve the lives of its citizens. It's 500 meters tall, will have an air filtration system, 200 meters wide, and 170 kilometers long, being the longest city in the world. All of this is going to be built in the Tabuk province within northern Saudi Arabia, and this is actually part of a greater plan to create a city called Neom. The city will be located along the Straits of Tehran, which is one of the largest shipping corridors in the area. It's right across the sea from Sharm el-Sheikh, which is a large resort town in Egypt. There are plans in the works right now to build a causeway linking the two nations. Building this causeway will create the opportunity for increased traffic to the area and allowing for motor travel between the two countries. This will also allow for the transport of goods across an area that used to require ferry travel or hundreds of miles of overland routes. The line will have three tiers, the first of which being the pedestrian layer. This is for day-to-day use and shopping districts. The next will be the industrial layer, and this is where automation will take place very heavily, allowing for the transport of goods across the city. The third and final layer is the spine. The spine will contain a high-speed transport that utilizes maglev technology. This means it will travel at 660 miles per hour, allowing passengers to travel from one end of the line to the other in just 20 minutes. This transport will link the individual city cells. Something to note about the line and its usage of surveillance and sensor technology does give a kind of dystopian feel in the sense that you could be tracked wherever you go. There's also some concern about the displacement of local tribes like the Hawats who have been there for a very long time. Hope you found this interesting. Have a great day.